In the book, you compare the growth of the aerospace industry in China to the development of the railroads in this country in the 19th century, which was huge.
Right. There's something similar in terms of, you know, the continental ambition of pulling the country together and also having a big technological surge. There also is an aspect that somebody pointed out to me recently, which is just as Chinese coolie labor built the American railroads to a great extent, there's a kind of foreign coolie labor that's involved in getting the Chinese aerospace industry underway. So certain cycles of history.
How big of a boom are we talking about here?
We're talking about an infrastructure boom that's unlike anything the U.S. has seen in quite a long while. For example, in the entire continental U.S., there are a couple of airports being built now. In China, there are more than 100 that are now under construction. And the idea is that most of the new airliners that are going to be bought in the world over the next two decades are planned to be sold there. Most of the development work for infrastructure, for guidance systems, for environmental efforts, too. So the center of gravity and emphasis in this important industry has shifted to China for the next while as they try to catch up in their aerospace structure.
In this book, you write about the 12th five-year plan. What is that?
Well, the whole idea of five-year plan sounds somewhat preposterous to American ears because we think of it as some sort of Soviet leftover. In China, they take these things quite seriously, and the one that's in force now, the so-called 12th five-year plan, is designed to help China move from what has been successful for the last 30 years to what they're envisioning as an entirely different way to develop their economy. Over the last 30 years, it's mainly been, as your listeners know, low-wage factories and highways and cities and infrastructure and construction. And there's some fear in China that this is pushing them into what is known there as a low-wage trap, where they're good at a certain low niche of the world's work, but they don't ever take the next step up towards becoming a richer country. So this 12th five-year plan is supposed to emphasize high-tech industries, clean energy, pharmaceuticals, and aerospace. Those are the big emphases of the effort now.
Now, you've lived in China, spent a lot of time there, and you write in the book about, you know, getting from point A to point B by various methods. How has the aerospace industry changed in the short time since, you know, you've been there?
Well, it's transformed in one way and is still on the verge of transformation in another. Over the, you know, anybody who was in China 20 or 25 years ago knows how ramshackle and often unsafe air travel was. They had these old Soviet leftover airliners. It looked like there were holes in the fuselage. They probably weren't, but it was sort of like a flying bus in those days, sort of a third world bus. Now Chinese airlines are on average, you could say, nicer than many American airlines because they have all new equipment and they give you hot meals on every flight and all of that. So the airline world has really transformed quickly. Something that hasn't developed and is one of these frontiers for seeing what's going to happen to China is the kind of business aviation that is familiar across the U.S., where you have business jets and you have courier services, you have small plane pilots. That is something that's just in its rudimentary stages in China, largely because the military still controls almost all the airspace. So you see a fascinating battle between the rising business interest in China, these people who want to fly to their factories or have the kind of network of connections the U.S. does, and the military that doesn't want to have this sort of out-of-control activity. And the direction of that battle is one of several proxies for which force is going to be paramount in China.
Well, the name of the book is China Airborne. James Fallows is the author. James, we look forward to meeting you, and thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. I look forward to being there.